your mindfulness was not stable yet. So when you reach that state where you feel that it has made you better, then you like you want to before you can even the reality like you realize that this is the reality means you have to develop the acceptance. But before you are able to develop the acceptance, your memory came in, your thought came in. So your thought is the one that actually draw you away. Then you say you go back to the state where you are lost in it again. So this is because you lack the stability of mindfulness. When you have the stability of mindfulness, when you reflect and contemplate, then you realize this is the reality. When you say that, the acceptance will come in. You will not like your thought proliferate backward to the state of heedlessness again, the thinking part again. You will reach the understanding that this is the reality. Like the Buddha say, this is what is. We are conditioned like that, things be like that. So in order to have that wisdom, you must have that understanding to accept that reality. Accept means what? Don't do anything. Since it's the reality, accept. When I accept means I'm at peace. There is clarity. There is calmness of mind. Then I can ask myself, what happened? I can inquire. How can I move? How can I resolve all these things amicably? Following Noble Eightfold Path. And then action can start. Action can begin. But because your stability of mindfulness is not there, you may have that knowledge that tell you this is the reality. I have to accept it. But you cannot do it because the thought keep on coming. The lack of stability of mindfulness will pull you back. Pull you back. So this is the first part that I want to explain to you. Now you start to develop the understanding through what I share. Means stability of mindfulness is very important. Then you have to reflect and contemplate until you're stable. Means the reality is you have to accept. Don't do anything. Acceptance first. Accept doesn't mean you agree. Accept that this is the reality. Then you have a calm mind. You do not develop the fear, worry, anxiety. You do not project your thought. And then you can act. Before you act, you ask yourself, what actually happened? How can I move? How can I resolve all this amicably? So this is a solution. And then that thing, if it's stabilized, it develops into wisdom, more stable. Then later on, when your mindfulness also develops, then you can really act and become a living reality, like what I explained. Otherwise, what happened to you will continue to go back. The thought come back and make you heedless again. You go back to the old way. Then the second part of your question is what you experience is as you develop the bowing and the meditation, then you reach a certain stage, like when you know that you are with the moment, then fear arise. Fear arise. The fear arise means, like just now I explained, you fear that you will lose it. You try to maintain it, but it cannot be maintained because to maintain, you need stability of mindfulness and understanding. So just let it be. Then ask yourself, inquire, why must you fear? Who fear? What fear? You should instead rejoice. If I can experience that state, means that moment of peace or calmness or that present moment, you should have the joy where you experience it. Then don't worry about it. Like within split second, you lose it. Never mind. Initially, it's not stable. So let it be. Let it be. Just that's why I say, don't try to know. Just do. Do until it comes. That present moment awareness that you experience for the moment can become stable. If you just continue to do, don't try to know. Don't try to even analyze or in the meditation, they call think. Try to use your rational thinking to rationalize it or justify or do the analysis, don't it? Just accept the reality, be with it, then do, continue to do. Don't try to know, do until the thing become one with you, become very stable. Then that state of mind will continue to be with you when your mindfulness become very stable. Then later on, when you are heedful, throughout the day, your mind will become like that. You don't have to force it to be like that. It's an understanding. It's the training. The mindfulness, when it stabilizes, then the understanding deepens, then it becomes a part of your nature. Then you can live it. That becomes the living aspect of Dhamma. It's no longer knowledge. Knowledge is when you don't have mindfulness, you try to remember, you try to use memory, you try to use knowledge to solve your problem. You can, but it is not a skill, a permanent solution. It is just a knowledge. So knowledge is not wisdom. So it's not something that can fix the problem. That's why what happened to you continue to happen. Something else take over. Otherwise, it won't happen. So this is something that you need to really develop the understanding that as you cultivate, you can actually slowly mitigate it and help to actually develop the clear understanding of the cultivation. The understanding of the cultivation is very important. When you understand, you just do. Don't try to know. Don't try to rationalize. Don't try to think. That's why when you are in the meditation, don't do anything. Just develop mindfulness. Develop the stability of awareness and the awareness nature. Just get it right. Then after that, like Po Ching come to understand, everything will happen. Then you will understand everything. Don't be too eager to know. Don't try to know. Don't try to do anything. Initially, just do. And when you are going through your career or doing your work, you have to reflect, you have to contemplate, you have to use some form of the understanding. At that one, you can. Like you experienced recently, the improvement and all those things. That one is the initial improvement because it is at least a step forward. You had tried the bowing for about 10, 11 days. It helps. Then it gives you that ability to handle things better. You can talk to your boss. Then it like take off a heavy load of burden from your heart. Now things are bearable. So you see such improvement, but these are not complete solution that can root out your problem once and for all. These are initial improvement that you have done. But when your mindfulness stabilize, when your wisdom stabilize, you will become different again. You will transform again. Okay?